This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 12th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, an in-depth report on the indictments now facing Governor Rob Blagojevich's chief fundraiser. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola in our weather office. First, to look at today's news. Governor Blagojevich is distancing himself from a major fundraiser who's charged with seeking kickbacks from companies wanting to do business with the state. An indictment claims Tony Rezko tried to squeeze a company for a contribution to a public official that federal prosecutors won't name. Blagojevich acknowledges Rezko was a longtime friend and supporter. He says he's praying the allegations aren't true, but if they are, Rezko betrayed his trust, lied, and deceived him. The governor points out also that the indictment did not suggest that he had any knowledge of the alleged wrongdoing. The indictments allege Rezko demanded millions of dollars from investment firms and in return promised the companies would get business with a state pension fund. Amanda Vinicky talked with the head of the teachers' retirement system, who calls the charges shameful.
The teachers' retirement system is charged with investing the money public school teachers, except those working for Chicago schools, pay into their pensions. A board of trustees selects where the funds are invested. Federal prosecutors say Blagojevich fundraiser Tony Rezko, board member Stuart Levine, and others demanded kickbacks from firms wanting to do business with the system. TRS Director John Bowman says for over 2 years, he's been cooperating with FBI investigators trying to get to the bottom of the scheme.
I had to personally intervene to stop more than one of Levine's schemes.
Bowman says charges have been made to improve accountability and adds no TRS staff have been implicated. Bowman would not comment as to if other board members were involved, though the indictment alleges Rezko worked to have Governor Blagojevich appoint more trustees willing to cooperate. Bowman also says it's important to note that not a single penny of teachers' retirement benefits was put at risk. He says even while the scheme was allegedly taking place, the pension fund was a top performer. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
It took 7 rural fire departments to control a fire on the roof of Savoy's Department of Children and Family Services building yesterday. The state fire marshal's office hopes to know more later on the cause of the blaze and get an estimate of damage to the building on Woodfield Drive near Route 45. The fire was contained to the roof and attic, but the entire building and its contents suffered smoke and water damage. DCFS worker Alyssa Marcantonio says employees were alerted just before 4:30 yesterday.
A passerby came into our building and said that the roof was smoldering and on fire. Immediately, there was approximately 12 people in the office building at the time. We all evacuated. 911 was called, and the building immediately began to start on fire.
It took about 90 minutes to put out the fire. The DCF building handles group daycare and foster care services and has about 25 employees. Marcantonio says it's possible some operations could be moved to either the Champaign or Urbana offices. The Champaign County Board will vote next week on whether to hire a consulting firm to explore ways to stop the ongoing operations deficit at the county nursing home. A county board committee approved a candidate for that job last night. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The Justice and Social Services Committee is recommending the hiring of St. Louis-based Management Performance Associates to assess the nursing home's operations and recommend changes to cut costs and bring in more revenue. Nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says he needs a consultant's help to bring the nursing home into the black. Buffenbarger says if his request is rejected, he would likely do the work piecemeal, seeking outside help for each facet of nursing home operations, from billing to dietary services.
While I can do each of these things, it would take me several years while serving in this capacity. We don't have several years before the board's constituents have to select between police services and nursing home services.
The consultant services are expected to cost Champaign County $20,000 to $25,000 plus expenses. Skeptics on the Justice Committee doubted that a consultant would tell them anything new about the nursing home's problems, and some questioned whether county board members were ready to make what might be hard decisions needed to solve those problems. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A coalition of education groups says talk of restructuring Illinois' school funding formula dominated a series of forums held around the state last month. 6 cities, including Urbana, hosted the talks with administrators, teachers, and parents. Spokesperson Samantha Anderson says letters summarizing their replies have been sent to both Governor Blagojevich and his GOP challenger, Judy Bartopinka, in the governor's race. Anderson says her group, Speak Out for Illinois Schools, had hoped both of them would appear for a candidate's forum on education or at least post replies to the letter. She says many of the concerns raised in the forum started with funding.
North, south, west, or east, people really understand that their schools aren't getting the resources they need to do the best job possible. And people are willing to pay more in income tax and, you know, if possible, take a little cut in their property tax to make sure that schools get what they need.
Anderson says a statewide poll distributed by the coalition showed more than half of its respondents favor a tax swap to fund education. Speak Out for Illinois Schools hasn't heard replies from either candidate. Phone calls to the Blagojevich and Topinka campaigns by WILL have also gone unreturned. The head of the University of Illinois Chemistry Department remembers Nelson Leonard as a charming and generous individual and a pioneer in the field of chemical biology. Leonard died Monday in California at the age of 90. U of I Chemistry Chairman Steve Zimmerman says he first met Leonard 20 years ago when he first came to the campus. Zimmerman says by then, chemical biology had become an important discipline, and Leonard had helped lead the way.
It was Nelson who was one of the pioneers decades ago. He worked with biochemists, he worked with plant pathologists, biologists on a regular basis, applying chemical principles to those systems and using some of the compounds that he was able to make and study to understand those systems.
Leonard was at the U of I from the 1940s to the 80s. At the time of his death, he was a faculty associate at the California Institute of Technology. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.UIUC.EDU/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Yesterday, federal prosecutors unsealed charges against one of Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich's top fundraisers. Tony Rezko is charged with loan fraud and with conspiring to run a kickback scheme that swapped state business for payoffs. The governor's distancing himself from Rezko and the allegations, but the indictment reaches deeper into Blagojevich's inner circle than any others to date. Illinois Public Radio's Ben Calhoun reports.
Tony Rezko and the governor go way back. Word is that they met in the early 90s. At the time, Blagojevich was a state lawmaker, and Rezko was a fast food restaurateur slash developer. Rezko became a close friend, major fundraiser, and advisor to the governor. As of yesterday, there's now an arrest warrant out for Rezko, coming out of a 24-count federal indictment. The charges, loan fraud, and a shakedown scheme involving state business, one that U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says
basically involved a pay-to-play scheme on steroids.
Yesterday, Fitzgerald spent a half hour detailing the indictment. According to the charges, Rezko and previously indicted businessman Stuart Levine were the linchpins in a scheme to manipulate the teachers' retirement system, a $30 billion state retirement fund. Allegedly, in spring 2004, the two men went to investment firms that wanted TRS business. Then, the two attempted to strong-arm those firms for political donations and money. Frenzy and feeding at the trough are a couple of the quotes from federal investigators.
$1.3 million each out of one deal. They're going to get $250,000 out of another deal. The amounts of money that were being shaken down in one, I guess, eight-week span was in the millions.
Because of his connections to the governor, Rezko's indictment raises questions about Blagojevich and the November election. Yesterday, Fitzgerald repeatedly pushed back those questions, refusing to comment on the governor and insisting the election didn't factor into the timing of the announcement.
We're not concerned with elections. We're concerned with bringing the cases as soon as they're ready to go. Whenever they say a case is ready, we always say bring it faster. And we're not going to stop momentum or take a siesta for election season. We're just going to bring the cases. When they're ready to go, they go. We're not doing it for political reasons, and we're not going to not do it for political reasons.
But the question remains, where does it all go from here? FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Grant and the U.S. Attorney's Office both made a point of saying that Rezko is not the end of the road.
This is a gathering storm of an investigation with a goal of rooting out the parasites that have plagued our public institutions. Our investigative efforts and those of our partners are ongoing, methodical, aggressive, and relentless.
A past guilty plea in the investigation implicates an unnamed public official, and news reports allege Blagojevich is that official. But Governor Blagojevich insists Rezko and Levine's dots are not connected to his. Well, all that still has to shake out. There's plenty of talk about the kind of shadows this casts on the governor's run for re-election.
Frankly, I was a little surprised to see this come out before the election and certainly so close to the election.
Cindy Canary, with the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, says while the outcome is tough to guess, the implications are bound to be big.
You know, in the final 3 weeks before an election, an indictment like this of one of the governor's chief fundraisers, somebody who is, you know, really a key member of the kitchen cabinet, just opens a whole new Pandora's box of troubles for the governor.
Yesterday, shortly after the charges were released, Blagojevich put out a written statement condemning the alleged scheme. Later last night, the governor stepped in front of the cameras.
It's an interesting lesson on human nature.
Blagojevich continued to put distance between himself, Rezko, and the alleged scheme.
I pray that these allegations are not true. I pray that the things alleged aren't the case. But if they are, I feel a tremendous sense of betrayal.
Blagojevich was adamant that if there was a scheme, he didn't know about it. Tony Rezko is set to be arraigned tomorrow afternoon. Stuart Levine is cooperating with federal investigators and is expected to plead guilty later this month. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Welcome to fall. At least it feels like fall, maybe even late fall in parts of Illinois and Indiana. Today in northwest Illinois, Mike Sola, our weather forecaster, says mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, mainly in the morning. Northern Indiana could see a few snow showers as well early. In northeast and central Illinois, partly sunny. In the south, mostly cloudy early, a few flurries or drizzle, then partly sunny. And highs today ranging from only 39 degrees in northwest Illinois to 54 in the far south. Tonight, in northern Indiana, mostly cloudy, occasional snow showers. Elsewhere, though, clear to partly cloudy. The lows tonight ranging from 25 in northwest Illinois to 35 in southern Indiana. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in northern Indiana with a few lingering snow showers, but elsewhere mostly sunny and highs between 46 in northern Illinois to 62 in far southern Illinois. Partly to mostly sunny and 50s to 60s for both Saturday and Sunday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 12th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.